President Obama is visiting a Ford manufacturing plant in Wayne, Michigan today. He's touting the resurgence of the American auto industry. In 2014, automakers reported their strongest sales in 8 years. The latest automotive trends are on display this week at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the automotive website, thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, why are these new cars considered a piece of electronic equipment?
Well, let's put it this way. You're likely to have more electronics in your car today than in your home or office, maybe your home and office. Automobiles have, in some cases, over 100 microprocessors on board. They very often will have laser, camera, sonar, and radar sensors. A lot of cars now have semi-autonomous capabilities. They can drive with the traffic flow. And in just a few years, we're going to be seeing cars that will be able to drive fully autonomously, drive without a driver's hands on the wheel. And one of the things that will allow you to do is essentially function as if you were in a lounge on wheels.
And who's driving?
Nobody's driving. The car itself will be driving. There's a general belief that by 2020, we'll start seeing real, fully autonomous vehicles start to roll out on the highway. Some studies are saying by 2030 to 2040, self-driving vehicles will become the majority around the world.
Okay, so these autonomous cars of the future are getting an awful lot of attention. How about the cars of 2016? What are some of the technologies that are included in those?
We don't have to wait for 2025 or 2030 to see cars become increasingly high-tech. We're seeing that already. For example, virtually every Chevrolet out there now comes either standard or optional with a built-in 4G LTE Wi-Fi unit. And that's also being added to vehicles from Audi, from Chrysler, and a number of other brands. We're seeing touchscreen displays becoming normal. Folks from VW previewed at CES a concept vehicle called the Golf R Touch. And in a way, you could call it the Golf R Touchless because it uses a camera sensing system to read your gestures. You don't even have to touch a knob or a screen to adjust the volume, for example. You could simply make a movement, well, sort of like in that movie, Minority Report with Tom Cruise. You're essentially swiping your hands in the air to control the vehicle. The Mercedes concept, the FO15, would have displays. You don't like what you see outside the car? No problem. You throw a switch and you put up new scenery. You put up the scenery that you'd like on the windows. We're seeing all sorts of technology as vehicles transform from traditional gas power to hydrogen-powered or even battery-powered.
What are you seeing in terms of most miles per gallon among the releases for the next couple of years? What's the highest rate?
Some cars using hybrid, plug-in, and pure battery or hydrogen power are getting what they call MPGE, mile per gallon equivalent ratings, that are running into the hundreds of miles per gallon. There are, however, a couple of other vehicles. VW, for example, has this odd little car over in Europe, the XR1, which is getting something like 270 miles a gallon. The future is tremendous when it comes to super high mileage, but what's equally important is that even more conventional vehicles, big pickup trucks like the new Ford F-150 and even the Corvette are getting great mileage. I mean, who would imagine a 450 horsepower version of the Corvette Stingray getting 31 miles per gallon on the highway? No matter what you drive, you're going to get better mileage, even as you get better performance and cleaner emissions.
Okay, you talked about the safety issues as well. In terms of safety, the safety officials in the United States say distracted driving accounts for about a tenth of all crash fatalities. You said that there is more touchscreen interactivity, connectivity. What are they doing to make drivers less distracted?
Well, that's one of the biggest issues that the industry has to face. The first step is to try to make it easier for a person to interact with a car. So most vehicles today now allow you to control things, you know, say, plug in a destination by a voice command. This VW concept vehicle will allow you to use gestures rather than having to necessarily reach over and touch a screen or a knob. There are also a lot of people that want to see so-called lockout systems. Some folks are developing technologies that in the future may bar the driver from using a cell phone.
That sounds like just the opposite of the moves that they're making in every other way, if you can check Facebook.
Well, that's the problem. if you can't make it safe to use all this connected technology, then you have to make it so people can't use the technology at all, at least not when they're the ones behind the wheel. That's one of the reasons, by the way, that so many people are happy to see the idea of autonomous vehicles. Most of the experts believe that it is possible to have zero fatalities. I'm not talking lower fatalities, but there are many people who now believe it will be possible using autonomous driving and other safety technologies and improved design of vehicles to reach the point where we will have zero fatalities on the road.
Well, it's interesting because you've been talking all about cars at the Consumer Electronics Show. You're actually about to hit the road yourself and go to the Detroit Auto Show, which is taking place next week. As we mentioned, President Obama is in Wayne, Michigan today to visit a Ford plant there. Detroit car companies have seen record numbers in sales. Tell us about what you expect to find when you get to the Detroit Auto Show.
It's going to be a mixed bag. We're going to see somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 global debuts and more vehicles coming to the show that have been previewed in Europe but haven't made it to the U.S. yet. And what's interesting is it covers a broad spectrum. There are more different models on the road today than there ever have been. And what this means is consumers get more choice than ever before, whether they're looking for high-performance sports cars, ultra-luxury cars, green machines, or just something simple and relatively inexpensive. So the debuts we're going to see will range from a new high-performance version from Lexus called the GSF to the next generation, an all-new version of the Chevrolet Volt plug-in hybrid.
Okay. We'll look forward to hearing more about it. Paul Eisenstein of the DetroitBureau.com. Nice to speak with you.
Great to be with you.